Yippee-yi-yay. Yippee-yi-yay.
All right, folks have been very patient holding to talk about Epstein, the Iran situation, and more. Thanks for holding while that guest was on. What an amazing guest. Super smart. You know, as we were simpatico about all this, I don't want to blow Israel up. I'm not anti-Jew. But I'm going to stand up to Israel when it's got crazy leadership trying to get us into World War III. And I had earlier callers. I respect you, Marines and people. You know, no, Iran's bad. We need to help their people. But in most of the analysis, it doesn't happen. So I'm not with the mullahs, but this is not. Look, how's regime change done for us in the past? Okay, we got some fancy secret weapons. The Iranians are going to block the Strait of Hormuz. It's going to cause massive global inflation, and it's going to deep six Trump's plans. I've actually had economists on look at the numbers. And people always ask me, well, why do you care so much about Iran or this or that? It's all interconnected, folks. We were supposed to be under a great reset and have new virus lockdowns if Kamala got in. I don't want to live in a dystopia. I have four children. I want grandchildren. Get busy, Charlotte, and go get married. Seems to work, Sarah Lover. The point is that, I mean, I really care about people. I look like it's some virtue. You're supposed to be involved and care as a man, a father. And people think, like, being involved, I know this audience of activists don't, you're great. But the general public wonders why we're in such deep crap. It's because so many people think it's, like, weird to be politically informed. I mean, I got a former, you know, CIA, used to run sections of it, counterterrorism, high level. And he was a good guy. He blew the whistle on, you know, stuff that was illegal and ineffective. And notice, I was right there with the points, the data. If I have a lot of data for each little point, each little sector and how it interconnects. But once you have all the data, it gets addicting. You want more data, more and more, because and more history and more on the ground, because then you really start getting stuff. And then you just look at the politicians, most of which, I mean, here's an example. I'm going to go to break because I don't want to cut you short. I'm going right to Miss Lou and everybody in the order. When we come back, giving each caller 2 minutes, next person. But some stations don't carry this segment, so I don't want to. While I was doing that, apologize to the listeners. I didn't finish my point. What was I saying? Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just. Oh, yeah. So Thune is telling Trump, we don't have time. And, oh, we just, you know, he's been slow rolling the SAVE Act that is essential to save the country. Democrats now officially say, yes, illegal aliens are citizens. They vote. They've gone from denying that. It's been going on for a long time to admitting it. OK, so it's a big moment. And, you know, you need three forms of ID to shovel snow or leave your house in New York, but not one to get, to vote or come in the country. And Thune, it turns out, has all these parties and three-hour dog shows in the Senate rotunda. That's coming up after I take your calls. And they're just jerking off, basically, while Rome burns, because Thune doesn't want that passed. He's a globalist. If the election fraud comes out, populist Republicans will win everywhere. There will be nowhere that's blue. California is red. Illinois is red. Washington is red. Oregon is red. Austin is red. I experienced this for myself when I used to work as an elections official 30 years ago, 25 years. I did it a bunch of times. First 5-6 years I was on air, I did it every year. We broke election fraud. It was in the newspaper. The state still certified it. I would sit there in the primary, as an example, and see 60% of the ballots, not just in one precinct. I walked around I've been doing it for a while, so I was in there as an observer, an election official. That was paid by the city. It was like $10 a night. So I could go over and look at the ballots that were feeding into the scanner, the Scantron, the bubble Scantrons. And I'm like, so I was done with my group that came in, so I'm going to go look at. So I walk over, hey, because everybody just look at everything. You know, it's transparent. Hey, is these mainly Pat Buchanan? Yeah, yeah. Let me walk over to another area. Oh, this is from another part of the city. Yeah, it's about 40% Buchanan here. Over here, it's about 80%. So I walk around to like 20 counting stations in the main counting tabulation center, where they're counting them all. And it was about 50% Buchanan. He got like 9% that night in Travis County. They stole it from Buchanan. I've seen it with my eyeballs.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the DOJ is now investigating itself. Oopsie, we violated the law, didn't release all the files. Justice Department says it's reviewing whether any Epstein-related records were mistakenly withheld. That's what I'm telling you. Nothing's going to stop this coming out. And Trump, it's not really blackmail. He has all these globalists kissing his ass. Larry Fink, all of them saying, we'll do whatever you say. That's why they just grovel at public events to him. Just don't release all this. It's so embarrassing. Well, too bad. What's already out destroying all the globalists. So Trump, it's like the train's starting to move. You know, you won't have long to jump on it. And to all you white pillars, and now we know it's coming out, different PACs in the Republican Party is paying money to the influencers to be pro-Iran war. And they're paying them to attack anybody that criticizes Trump in any way, like we're in a cult. That's not Trump doing it, but I can do a whole expose on it. It's kind of beneath me to like go after influencers and show how they got money and stuff. But it's not just Israel with the $7,000 to people to be pro-war or whatever. That goes on too. Or, you know, $20,000 just came out to attack Candace Owens. I didn't attack Candace for any money. Nobody asked me to. Laura Loomer said, oh, I told him to do it, and he did it. Like a month before, she was bitching, calling me about Tucker. I talked to her like once a year, maybe twice a year if she comes on the show. And she didn't even bring up Tucker to me. She's like, I'm his handler. Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. They've been in this place, all my enemies. It's all public with funds. It's the sales, thealexjonesstore.com. I don't get money from Qatar. I don't get money from Israel. I don't get money from the Republicans. But I'm just saying, it's hundreds of lobbying groups are just blasting money out there. And they know better than to offer me money. I think the last time we got offered any money was like 15 years ago. They just stopped. And it was Democrats. Because 15 years ago, Trump wasn't really on the scene yet. They weren't sure. We'd get like, oh, write an article about this and post this on your Facebook or whatever. We'll give you $15,000 to repost this press release from the Nature Conservancy. And I'd be criticizing the, you know, a new Iraq war or whatever. We get, oh, Lockheed Martin wants to advertise. So, I mean, and I was like, Lockheed Martin, like, folks, let me tell you about these missiles. I mean, you know, or these avionics, they're so great. None of my listeners are buying stealth bombers or you know, missiles. Remember all the stuff you'd see, all the Pentagon, all the defense contractor ads all over CNN, Fox, forever? That was buying them off, not to cover what they were doing. So it's simple. You bash military-industrial complex, they come. How'd you like us to advertise? And I'm just like, I don't even respond. I'm like, I'm going to run, you know, Raytheon and Lockheed ads on here? No, I'm a NASCAR. And you can see, if I was a NASCAR, we need to create one of these, a NASCAR, what's on Alex Jones? Well, number one, there's God, country, family. God's on the hood. Family's on the roof. Country's on the trunk. But on the side, it says you, the viewer, the listener, brought to you by viewers like you. But it's not a defense of these attacks I get. I just saw this terrible stuff, $20,000 confirmed to attack Candace Owens and call her a demon. A lot of Candace Owens is saying it's true. I just got pissed off. I'm like, hey, I checked Egyptian planes. You're not real. And it's like, oh, shut up. You're on the payroll of the Israelis. But I get it because people thought that I was with that. No, man, I just go where I'm supposed to. Like, if I think something or I know it, I just say it. That there's not a filter here. And I went too far with Candace. Only because her people all attacked me and lied about me. And so I got kind of pissed at them. And, you know, the Mitch Snow thing was so ridiculous. And all that Fort Huachuca crap. And look, I have questions about Team USA. And, you know, all the stuff's weird. My point is, a confirmed, convicted con artist with video of him attacking people with hammers and stuff, and then saying his wife did it to him, and then Candace is like, I don't care if there's video. I was just like, whoa, I'm pissed. Because I just wanted him to say, hey, this was wrong. When I get something wrong, I admit it. I got suckered when I was out in, I'm going to your calls, when I was out in Miami. Valentine's evening, Fox News, everywhere, they sent a letter to the DOJ saying, the DOJ sent a letter to Congress saying, we've released every document, and we've released the other millions, and I checked and saw some new ones, and I was like, wow, this is great, because I'd heard they were talking about doing it. I shot my report, went viral, and then I get up in the morning, and everybody's like, Jones, they didn't do that. Well, they said it was, so to me, that lie was so bold. I was like, it's one thing to lie on TV and say you've released it all like she did last year, Bondi, but she did it to Congress in a letter. So I just got to be totally cynical. But then look at this. Now they're trying to cover their bases. Today, AP, oh, we made a mistake. We didn't release all the files. So even I can still get suckered because a lie is so big and so reckless by the DOJ. I'm just like, wow. All right, let's go to your calls. I apologize. Really appreciate you. We're going to move quick now. Miss Lou in Florida, then Carlos and others. Go ahead, Miss Lou. You're on the air on Zorro Ranch Investigation.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I do want to bring up Zorro, but really quick, I want to say that General Flynn posted this morning, and he tagged Bondi, Vance, Wiles, and Johnson on this. It's a Zero Hedge post, and it's got the receipt there in the picture that Epstein's IT manager, who installed most of his Pedo Island recording devices, also still works as a tech guy for the U.S. government. And they're calling for him to be brought in on a subpoena. So,
yes, I did see that. In fact, that's in my stack to get to after calls. But let's go to General Flynn's X account. Let's put it up because it's very, very important. Elaborate on specifically why this is important. It's very important, but slow down and tell people about it.
Well, I think that what it's showing is that the Epstein network is still active and alive, and in many ways, and they're still in government. But as you pointed out so many times, and it's true, the Epstein debacle, the whole thing, is the key to taking down the deep state, because it involves absolutely every aspect of government, banking, finance, it's global, the intelligence community, all of it. And it's huge. And it's like a spider web. And it's interesting that Europeans are stepping down faster than people here in the U.S. There are a couple people, the Goldman Sachs gal, that guy from Harvard, you know, but we've got to have the U.S. involvement in it taken, which brings me to Zorro Ranch real quick. I don't have any updates on it. I understand that there's a commission in New Mexico that has been formed. I think it's called the Truth Commission. That sounds Orwellian, doesn't it? Stop the construction at Zorro Ranch, which is now called San Rafael, and be able to proceed with an on-site investigation.
Well, I know this. The Attorney General years ago tried to get in there, and he's involved in that, so I do have some faith in it. But let's put up what General Flynn put up, and after a little bit later, I'm going to pull yesterday's breaking news and tie it together. Not only the last X post, please put it back up. General Flynn says, in the holy crap, you can't make this stuff up category, Congress, Speaker Johnson, here's a subpoena waiting to happen. How did this guy not get vetted as being the IT spy tech for Epstein? Since Epstein's IT manager, Jermaine Ruin, installed most of the Pedo Island recording devices and now works as a tech guy for the U.S. government, can you bring him in for a few questions? Keep going. Well, how about this? Maybe Flynn missed it, so I'll recover it, combine it with this. It gets worse. Ghislaine Maxwell's sister, keep scrolling, I'm going to show them the full thing. Ghislaine Maxwell's sister runs the FBI computer systems and their national security files and counterterrorism and the Epstein file. Oh, and the other sister runs the WEF UN system. You got that? Thanks for the call, Miss Loom. Glad you raised that because I was given that hours ago and I meant to cover it. But it's I'm telling you, it's a spy network of globalists. They're involved in all the agencies. But I got to say, with Israeli Mossad now running the cameras and security at his New York dungeon compound, with Ehud Barak, their former prime minister, having his own wing, Epstein is massive Mossad operative. So this just gets crazier and crazier. Now that's Isabel S. Maxwell. That's the one that was the WEF. It's the other one that runs the FBI. You can't make this up. I covered that a few days ago and yesterday. But yeah, I mean, you're going to find these people are in key positions everywhere. And then they got Muslim Brotherhood people all over the place, too. I mean, we are just infiltrated with countries that from want to use us and don't care about us to people that want to destroy us. You saw the State of the Union two nights ago. Majority of Democrats, basically all of them, oh, we're not standing for the hockey team or a woman murdered by somebody without a prison or for a little Hispanic girl run over by an illegal alien driving a truck. Nope. Screw this country. I mean, because they're sent in to destroy us. Ilhan Omar just smoldering with hatred. Let's go to James in California on Epstein. Go ahead, James. Thanks for holding.
Yes, hello, Alex. Methylene blue, I've been using it roughly for 3 months now. And it gives me clarity and it gives me energy and focus. I just wanted to point that out to you. And I also wanted to point out to you that, you know, the iconic Marines raising the flag on Iwo Jima, which is the 81st birthday a couple of days ago. But nonetheless, you should have that same emblem on shirts and on jerseys, and on a hat with those patches, a Richardson hat, raising the InfoWars flag, if you follow what I'm getting at. And maybe you should also make a commercial, okay, that, give me a second, where you have like the J6ers, like Joe Biggs and Roger Stone and Flynn, things, people like that. I don't know all their names, okay, and so on, that were either harassed because of being accused of J6ing or were in jail. But in the commercial, they would try kind of do the same emblem as the Marines do, raising the InfoWars flag in like a commercial, so you could actually see those.
We should take the original footage and, you know, have it be, you know, InfoWars, meaning it doesn't matter if they're trying to shut down InfoWars. InfoWars belongs to the people, and it continues on one way or another. That is a fabulous idea. You know, back to ultramethylene blue, we have the best methylene blue out there. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect. So good for your whole body. I'm glad you believe me and got it. Do you think I overpromised, underdelivered, or did I underpromise, overdelivered? I mean, I think I hyped the hell out of it, but I think it deserves it, quite frankly.
Yeah, I agree with you. You mentioned it right on the money all the time in the last 3 to 6 months. You've mentioned it, in my opinion, right on the money with its capabilities. Now, I wanted to just point out that I do want to mention that Marines one lifting up the InfoWars flag. If you follow what I'm saying, the iconic statue that the Marines have lifting up the American flag, yours would be lifting up the InfoWars flag again with people like General Flynn, Roger Stone, Jones Biggs.
Oh, I mean, listen, I just think we need more with the InfoWars and with a T-shirt, but also we need to have it say Jesus Christ.
Okay, but I'm just...
Maybe a whole line of those. No, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, but I'd love to see the InfoWars flag being raised by the Marines on a patch that goes on your Richardson hat, on a T-shirt, and on a jersey. I'd buy each one if you would do that.
Hold on. We need to get your name and number to make you the new marketing director over at Bigley. They have great people, but that is a genius idea.
I got a lot of other ideas, too, about one other thing. It's called World War II by Frank Capra, the documentary. I think you would love this film. It was produced by the War Department, and I call it the CIA, but it's another name like SSA, something like that. Okay, like the beginning of the Secret Service, the CIA back in World War II. But if you watch that, it would tell you why the name of the thing is Why We Fight, and it gives a whole documentary.
I've seen it. It's a famous. I want to watch it again. Why We Fight's a powerful film.
Watch the first volume. Because it shows something that is very interesting, and explain it to the rest of your audience. It's called Why We Fight by Frank Capra Documentaries, the first volume. The beginning opening is very significant to what you're doing right now. Not you, but what Trump is doing and what other activities that we're trying to get accomplished are being done.
I agree. I haven't seen Why We Fight in like 25 years. That is a classic. That was basically right at the end of World War II, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was World War II. It was made. It was made with the War Department. Made it with so to speak. What is that secret CIA thing before the CIA?
OSS.
SSA? OSS. Okay, yeah. They also helped. Had a hand in making it. It's a very if you haven't seen it for 25 years, you need to re-see it. The first volume.
Yeah, well, you know now, who was running that OSS propaganda was run by George Orwell at the time. A.K.A. Eric Blair. Very interesting. Thank you for the call, brother. Great points. Amazing caller. Derek in New Jersey. You're on the air on Iran. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a bunch of things spinning around in my head, so I'll just try to keep it concise. I just see, like, you know, with the whole Epstein file thing and Trump, I just feel like he's Israel first, basically, at this point. And, you know, he says, oh, I want to protect my friend. And then his friends are Howard Lutnick. And as probably the whole audience knows, you know, how guilty this guy is. He just looks like he personifies evil. Got his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. You know, he's married into Judaism to some degree. There's rumors floating around that he converted to Judaism. No solid proof, but there's, you know, some evidence. And, it's like it's all talk and no action. He keeps saying he's America first, acts like it, and then it seems like nothing gets done. And I just feel like, you know, yeah, I want to be on his side, and he's way better than the Democrats. But at this point, if we just, as a group, kind of say, hey, we're done with you, until we see action, we're done. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, you said the other day, and I agree, I thought this for months ahead before you even said it, that you're going to have to move to another country. You should just go now and really put the message out to him and say, look, you know, this is obviously isn't happening. We're not taking our country back, and it's going to have to be in some other means, or if it's even going to happen. I mean,
I've cogitated on this and struggled with it because I'm trying to figure it out myself, because usually stuff's cut and dry. No, killing the carbon tax, securing the border, I can go on for hours of good stuff. It's night and day, the Democrats. Definitely Trump, is a Christian. People behind the scenes, his faith has only been strong the last 5-6 years. He was more of a self-help, you know, guy in the beliefs of positivity. His daughter's married to Kushner and all those guys. And I mean, I think he's got a big pro-Israel stripe down his back. I'm not against Israel existing. But I think when it comes to our energy costs going down, and his moves overall are for America, and he thinks being pro-Israel is pro-America, but not when they drag us into wars. So I don't think Trump's North Star is the Israel lobby, but definitely it's his left leg. So... my issue is Trump would never have gotten elected without allying himself with, you know, the right-wing folks in Israel. But that doesn't mean, because Trump will tell you, you support me, it doesn't mean I'm going to do what you want. You're not buying me. So And I like Trump, you know, banning the Muslims immigrating in and all that. And again, I don't have this thing where there's this thing other talk shows do where they have to prove they're anti-Israel. So everything they talk about, when it's some other subject, they got to make a comment about Israel. Like, oh, I got to prove I'm anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Israel. I'm anti-corruption. And I just do analysis and I call like it is. And I don't believe that Israel has a corner on the market and only people in Israel can ever do anything wrong. But my point is Israel set this up where the more they get attacked, the more powerful they get. So I just attack policies that are bad, and the media would always try to say, oh, that's an anti-Jew policy. Really, transgenderism? Whatever it is, they try to get you to make it about that, to defuse what you're doing. And to me, I don't have dog whistles. I'm not secretly bashing Jews and then winking to the Nazis, and I'm not getting secretly winking to the Zionists or whatever. I am just calling balls and strikes like it is. And you're saying we just give up on Trump. No, I think we support the good policies, and then we attack the bad ones. That's why the neocons want us, and the new neocons, they're like, it is, if you don't agree with everything Trump does, then you are, you're a Qatari. They are trying to get us to either do whatever Trump says. They know we're the real constituency. You hear Kiriakou earlier about the chairman of the Joint Chiefs coming out and saying, no, I'm against Iran. And J.D. Vance, until he got put under pressure, now he's kind of going along with it. The point is they're scared of the real constituency staying engaged. They want us to get pissed because it's not perfect to take our ball and go home. So, no, I'm we brought Trump in. He belongs to us. And so, it's like famous cases or famous country music songs. You're not woman enough to take my man. I forget it, Loretta Lynn or whoever sings it. And she catches her husband, who she's been with 30 years, cheating on her, learns this woman come and took him. She said, listen, lady, you think I'm going to get pissed and throw my hands up for my husband for the first time cheating on me because you came in here? You ain't woman enough. I'm taking him back. He's mine. I'm not trying to frame it in a relationship like that, but Trump's our bitch, okay? We rode his ass in there. Just because Israel threw a bunch of, shekels down, that's fine. And we don't want to blow you off the map, okay? But then we wish you well. But Trump's our bitch. He works for us. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, but it just feels like, he's just not getting the message. So what is it going to take?
It becomes a feedback loop where all the other talk show hosts, other than me, and I do it too much, just perseverate like a TV set glitching and just nyeh, 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 nyeh. So I'm like, hey, let's stop this Iran war. Here's hours on how it's horrible. On this, we're covering Israel because Israel's front and center. People understand it. But perseverating on, and here we are. Oh, the Mossad, is running Epstein, which kind of goes to your point. My point is, I'm just like, oh, look, Mossad. And then if there's not a treatise on Jews after the end of it, everyone agrees, oh, God, that's terrible they did that. And then we can just methodically dismantle it without making it some tribal warfare thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
Just do this. Just say Jew. We got 32 seconds. Just say Jew 15 times for me.
Okay. The Jews control both sides of the same bird, but on the left and the right. How about that?
It's like a Hopi ghost dance. We'll hold you over. Come back and just say it over and over again. In fact, I don't mind it. I love it. My point is, okay, the Jews control everything. The carbon taxes just got shut down. So whoever runs it, they don't control everything.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of thermoregulation issues, morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I've stopped taking all of my other
stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder, but I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, as it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
So here's a case, one example, and I'm not mad at the last caller, but I've done 3.5 hours, and 2 hours of it was on Mossad running Epstein. And Israel, Greater Israel Project, trying to control the United States against them in a war. And the guy's just like, I don't know what we do. We're just kind of doomed. You know, do we just give up? And I'm just like, the carbon taxes have been killed. That was the basis of the AI social credit score neo-feudalism system of the New World Order, of BlackRock, of the Rothschilds, of it all. And I can go on for hours. I mean, Trump is genuinely, on many levels, dismantling the neoliberal globalist system. And so I will not throw the baby out with the bathwater. I will bitch all day. I'll try to get Trump back on the straight and narrow. The caller even said, well, he's way better than Democrats. So then we'll spend half the show bashing Israel, and then we'll spend half the show with solution. No, we already know all this about Israel. It doesn't magically, if you just, you know, attribute everything to Israel, it turns your power over to that. I am opposing the globalist project, everything it stands for, whoever you want to say runs it. But what gets things done is opposing the project. And Trump is stopping the importation of the Muslims from most countries. Trump is doing a bunch of, because we got, I mean, I see these other influencers. I'm not an influencer. I'm a pundit, analysis, you know, historian, patriot. I see him. I mean, it happens every day, but I don't even look for it. Oh, look, Jones is covering China and its spies. Oh, look. And this isn't about me defending myself, but people getting their heads out of the sand, okay? Oh, look, Jones is covering the cartel wars. We need to cover Israel. What? It's crazy. No, I'm covering everything because I study everything, and it all fits together, and it's all very important. So you got cutting-edge, hardcore, real analysis on Israel trying to take full control of the United States, and people are like, Trump's bad, he's with them, it's all doomed. I'm like, no, Trump, we're not letting you do that. We're giving you the benefit of the doubt. See, that's the difference. Hours of experts, former CIA section chiefs, giving you the specific details of how to stop it. It'd be kind of like if you're playing a football team and your players suddenly go, there's another team. There's 11 guys. You're like, okay, let's line up. Let's go. We got our plays. There's 11 of them. There's 11. You're like, okay, they're about to snap the ball. Yeah, I know that. Well, you're not holier than thou. You didn't say it Jew enough. It's just like, it's mental midgetry. I mean, the Chinese have stolen all the new weapons systems. They got people up our ass. They own probably half the Democrats in Congress. And we're so wide open, there are all these competing interests. Israel, the EU, the UK, the Chinese, the Russians to a lesser extent, but they're involved. And then you got all the corporate interests. I mean, they're all in there trying to run the country. And I'm like, hey, let's wake up and take it back and say, here's the American policies we want of Second Amendment, private property, low taxes, not a surveillance state, securing the borders, not being in a bunch of wars. And then, hey, I'm against all this, and I'm not going to get on your level of, you know, a bunch of racist black people brainwashed by the Democrats, so I, you know, go join the KKK and become an equivalent of what they are. I'm just like, that's wrong. That's not correct. I'm going to fight. It's successful because all these black people and everybody else agrees with me, because I don't make it about hating. Like, oh, there's some racist black people. Let's just hate all the black people. Or the communist Chinese are bad. Let's blame the Chinese. I mean, this is real simple stuff, folks. And I'm glad to bring it up because the caller, and I hear his exacerbation. Just don't have the exacerbation with me. Because I have people like in grocery stores and stuff like, when's your boy Trump going to release the files? Would you support this? I'm like, did you vote for Trump? Well, yeah, well, so did I. I'm very upset. And you watch the show? Yeah, I see some clips. I'm pissed off. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pissed off too. So it's like I magically can fix everything. We have come so far. People know about the private world government now. They know about the globalists now. We have come so far. You're like, oh, you're telling us go to sleep, everything's fine. No, we're in the battle, we're winning. I'm extremely optimistic. And I'm fighting with everything I got to stop Trump stepping into this bear trap of Iran. And it's not because I got a paycheck from Iran. It's because I've analyzed it. When I saw Eric Prince a month ago, I already knew all that because I've studied it. And he's like, yeah, he's absolutely right. But most people don't study all this. It's like, well, the Iranians need our help. The mullahs are unpopular. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that regime change will be successful. So, you know, there you go. But instead of us talking about who's holier than thou exposing Epstein and Mossad, which I've been saying for 18 years, let's actually read the emails. Let's get it out to other people. Instead of like Pharisees accuse people, I'm better than you, I'm better than you. And I love how I'm the living biggest OG fighting the New World Order. There's no doubt about it, which is, it makes me a big target. I mean, God, I wish I wasn't. It means nothing. I'm dead. I have to constantly, it's like I'm the old gunslinger that's, you know, got 100 notches on my belt. And every kid comes into town and wants to meet me out in the square because they think they're faster than I am. I mean, it's just, it's retarded. You don't know what real responsibility is. You don't know every month getting, you know, Senate subpoenas like I just got on Jack Smith persecuting me. Oh, come testify before Congress. You're like, oh, great, you can expose Jack Smith. They're not going to prosecute him. And then when the Democrats get back in, there's a 5-year statute of limitations. They'll say I perjured myself. They'll make it up and throw me in prison. So I tell the Senate, okay, I'll come up there and file your subpoena, and I'm going to take the Fifth Amendment. And I'm going to say, because the Democrats will get back in and say I lied, and because they're crooks, same thing I told the January 6th commission, this is a real commission, a real hearing, but theirs wasn't, that I don't stand in a star chamber and be set up. I take the Fifth Amendment against being set up by you. And notice, they never, this is real skin in the game. This is game time, folks. My name is Alexander Emmerich Jones. I have been on the air 32 years. My family did literally come down here under Andrew Jackson's orders with the Protestants and the Bibles and set up the whole plan 10 years before it went down. You want America? You got it right here, bitch. And I'm not going to have any wet behind the ears pussies sit there and run down my family name. Because when you tell me I'm some type of traitor, you're not talking about Alexander Jones. You're talking about the long line of American patriots all the way back to William the Conqueror, right through the inventor of the stock exchange, right through to the founders of Texas, the Mayflower, the whole nine yards, and I'm delivering on my genetic code. I'm delivering in royal flush. I am standing up to the standards of my ancestors. And you run me down, you run them down. And I won't take it, and I won't have it. Because it makes you feel like a big man to look at the strong man and claim he stumbled when he didn't. Carlos in Ohio, thanks for holding. The trans shooter issue, thanks for holding.
Afternoon, Alex. I hope you're doing well. I've had a couple things I wanted to mention. I thought it was really important. You do so much on, and you get pop culture and you put pieces together, but there's a movie called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. It's a supposedly always going to be arguments, but Chuck Barris says that it's the story of a part of his life. And in the end of it, he's been asking George Clooney all along. He says he was a CIA assassin. And he asked George Clooney, why'd you pick me? Why'd you pick me? Why'd you pick me? And George Clooney tells him, he says, now it's been a while since I've seen it, but the way I remember it, he tells him his father was a mass murderer in prison or something, and his mother dressed him as a girl for like the first 6 years of his life because she wanted a daughter. And so I equate that more to like the trance.
In the Alfred Hitchcock Psycho movie and in Texas Chainsaw Massacre and 100 others, it's always a man that thinks they're the woman that's a serial killer. It rubs a lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again. There's probably 1,000 movies where the tranny's murdering people before. Everybody knows that. Exactly.
Yeah. Another thing is every community around the country, well, in my area and all of the dog rescues, animal rescues, if you go down to look for a dog, they won't adopt them out until they've been neutered. And the thing is, it's a depopulation program for dogs, and it's the same one they're doing for us. And see, a couple researchers came out here recently telling that if you neuter a dog before a certain age, it damages the development of their skeletal
structure. It stunts them. They need, that's why if you got a really good show dog and you still want to neuter it or whatever, usually you don't, but you wait till it's at least a year and a half old, so it's full development, or you stunt its growth.
Absolutely. And there's one more thing. I think it's really important. We've got, at the time, a lot of, well, what they were trying to do, and thankfully Trump has stopped it, but they're trying to stop the sale of gas to us. They want to cut off the gas, and they want to electrify the country. They want to electrify the money, and that's what it is. If this is a transition from the petrol dollar to electronic dollar and
to the AI, even though it all comes from carbon to begin with. Great point.
But
thank
the
you.
The thing is,
I got to jump. I've been talking for 10 hours, Carlos. We'll get to everybody else, though. Let's go to Bob in Kentucky. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Alex. Great to speak with you. I got 2 points, and I'd love to plug for you guys. I've been listening since 2005, and I thought you were crazy and laughed at what you were saying. I stopped laughing around 2012. I was a detective working child sexual assault material, CSAM cases, a.k.a. child porn, and also hands-on offenders. What your listeners need to understand is that pedophiles are masters of minimization and rationalization. In interviews and interrogations, they'll say things like, she was 12, but at least she wasn't an 8-year-old. He was 8, but he wasn't a toddler. She was a toddler, but at least it's not infants. He was a baby, but at least I didn't kill anyone. The media is now trying to normalize pedophilia, and I believe that focusing on the sensationalism of the Epstein files will help to usher this in. You covered an article, I can't remember the rag that had it, but calling for pedophilia as a disorder, not a crime. I believe.
By the way, what you're saying is know the WF and Hollywood and the media, I know what you're about to say, the propaganda they're using to cover it is the propaganda of the pedophiles for 50 years. It's coming from them. It's a cult. And by the way, congratulations. You're a hero to work on those cases. I've talked to people that work them. It's one of the most stressful things you can do. So tell us more.
Yeah, I you're absolutely right. And I believe pedophilia will be like homosexuality and gender dysphoria, possibly be removed from the DSM at some point. And I think this, it's possible it might happen in our lifetimes if we aren't vigilant.
Well, what woke you up from 20 years ago thinking I was a kook? Believe me, I wish I was. What made you wake up? Just things you saw?
God, I don't want to mention it because you've been going through it for so long with lawsuits. It was around the time of Obama. I saw the writing on the wall when he was trying to grab guns. Another thing too, and that came a little, quite some time after that, I believe, was your Piers Morgan interview too. That was excellent. It was around the same time frame during the whole school shootings and stuff, and that's when I started to wake up because I saw the writing on the wall, and you could see their motivations for not letting a good crisis go to waste. So,
well, I want to be clear, I am not that smart, but I am I am good at pattern. No, I was blessed to have a hit radio show that got syndicated like 29 years ago, but another 32. And there was, and all the top guys came to me and top ladies, and I just got totally educated by all the old school people who I have respect in for them. But in hindsight, these were incredible people. Without the internet, without anything, they knew as much as we know now. Can you believe Charlotte Isherby, Ted Gunderson, G. Edward Griffin? You know, I mean, these people, there's hundreds of them. These are General Parton. I mean, these were badasses.
Yeah, absolutely.
God bless you, sir.
Second point.
Oh, go ahead. Make your second point. Go ahead.
Yeah. Second point. So I'm a two-issue voter at this point. I've always voted principles over my wallet. The first one for me has been longstanding is abortion, and now it's turning into the Epstein files. These need to be investigated thoroughly. These monsters tried and executed if found guilty. I don't give a damn about my pension, my investments, my material possessions. It can all burn because God is watching. And a lot of people don't want to admit it, but Jesus and Satan are real, and people must decide which side they'll be on. I got two quotes for the audience. Rush's song, Free Will, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. And Jesus, you are neither hot nor cold, so I will spit you out of my mouth. We have to fight against this stuff.
I was just listening to that Rush song like a week ago, and I thought, that's another way of saying hot nor cold, spit you out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Say
it
again.
It's a long time favorite of mine.
Yeah. Say it again. I forget the exact quote, but it's a powerful quote. You've not made a decision, but that is a decision.
Yeah, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice from Neil Peart. Great lyricist.
Thank you. You had a plug for the products?
Yeah, plug. So I've had depression for years, especially as a detective working those cases, and I cannot live without methylene blue. It's got, I've tried others. I've tried four or five others. I got yours once you guys got it. I was really excited. It has, it's a great taste, unlike the others. The others are super bitter, and it works really good. And I've forgotten to take it for a three-day period more than once, and I slip right back into the darkness when I do so. But, you know, people, you know, if you're looking for something like that, people really need to consult their doctors, because if you're using SRIs, it can really mess you up. But I don't do any of that stuff. I'm really wary.
Well, that's right. I mean, I thought about this morning driving in that I've been on it now about 8 months because I tried stuff before and it wasn't strong, so I wouldn't do it. I was like, this is habit forming, but the doctors all say it's not a drug. It's a chemical thing. It's good for you. There's really no side effects other than I realize I'll forget 4 or 5 days to take it. And I go into what I used to be was depressed. I didn't realize I was depressed. And I'm like, my God, this is habit forming. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it is. And my last thing I'll say to the audience, I didn't support you guys for a long time, but it's to the point now. Well, it's kind of past the point, but people need to support this program. I give $30 per month, and you get $10 free to spend in the store when you do that. So you're getting $40 for $30. You know, that's literally skipping lunch at Wendy's with your family once a month. So support InfoWars and need our help. I love you guys. I love all your staff you got. Harrison Smith, the new girl that does the, I can't remember her name.
Brianna Morello.
Fantastic. I love her.
I got a job, brother. I talked to you for 10 hours, and I can't get to everybody in 6 minutes. I'm going to try. But I'm fired up. I didn't get to any of this stuff. I didn't drop the ball. It's been a great show. I'm doing a one-hour special. While Harris is live, I'm going in there, and I'm going to tape just a 1 hour like it's live. Guns a-blazing. It'll be out about 2-3 hours. So Rob Dew gets saddled up, because I got to hit all this stuff. I mean, it's insane. Let's go to Lee in Kansas. Lee, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in Iran on top of everything else that's not being covered in the media here in the United States, but is being covered overseas. Both the English channels of Al Jazeera and France 24 ran some stories a couple of months ago about how they're out of water in Tehran, and where there's anywhere from 10 to 90 million people out of water. I think a lot of what's going on with our forces in the region is that they know that's going to turn into a civil war. The IRGC set all this up with their social programs where they were trying to bring water in.
No, you're right.
In.
Iran is collapsing, and so it's almost like this ripe apple's about to fall and hit us in the head. That is a real argument.
Yeah, and it's. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they still have nuclear materials, and those need to, if this turns into a civil war, all of those nuclear materials.
Well, you heard Chiriaki. He didn't want to give out classified information, but he's like, yeah, they can put the bomb together in days. They have the bomb, okay?
Oh, yeah. And even though we took away a great deal of their capabilities when we took out those tunnels.
That's just to make war, though. They're not hiding their nukes in the bases where they make them.
And if this turns into a civil war, those things need to be secured first or destroyed where they sit.
No, I get it. I get it. And I believe in Trump overall when it comes to the military and stuff. I'm just here to state the downfalls and the dangers, like the head of the founder of Blackwater said. I mean, it's dangerous. I appreciate your call, Chad in Minnesota. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. Quick plug: methylene blue and. Ultra methylene red have helped me tremendously. It helps specifically with me. I've been doing fasting lately, and both of those just help me just with my mind, trying to get over the eating habits, just clears it completely, just makes me not worry about it. And the power of fasting for everybody, give it a shot. Give it a shot. Cleanse yourself and get clean.
Yeah, I haven't done a 3-day fast in about 6 months, and I've not been doing intermittent fasting. I'm about to go back on it. I'm so much happier when I did it, but I've stopped intermittent fasting and stopped fasting. In fact, I was going to take off last week and do a 4-day fast. I didn't do it. If I'm not here next week, I'm really thinking about it because I'll be so much more effective. I should ask the list. We should do a poll. Should I take off 4 days for a fast, folks? I'll come back better. What do you think, Chad? Should I take off? Because I can't be at work and not eat and stuff. I sit around at home, clean up the house, clean the garage, and putter around. I can go 3-4 days not eating, but I can't be at work. I go crazy. What do you think?
Question for you on that 3-day fast. How did you feel?
Well, I say 4 days. I usually about 3.5, 4. Oh, like I'm flying by the third day. And by the fourth, you don't want to eat anymore. But I get a little wacky, though. So,
Well, real quick, just I want to call about the National Security Act of 47 and the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951.
Yeah.
I think we're hanging out right at those two as to what those have done to we the people. We don't have intelligence, but we do. We do have intelligence. We have InfoWars. We have our power, our voice, right? We can get that's our
power.
Well,
that's what I was trying to say to the earlier caller. We have power. Yes, Israel's out of control. Chinese are. We oppose them. But, oh, we're all doomed. No, we're not. Use your power. Stop giving magical powers to these people.
And one other thing I'll say about Trump. I knew going in, I just knew. I knew that this would be his time where he's going to be challenged by all of those that think that he can get everything accomplished in 4 years to try to get past everything. Now, I don't agree with the Epstein files. But listen, everybody that's against that and thinking that he's to blame for that, it's not that. We're already
Well, let's just be clear. Can spend time. I got to go. We got a great point. The show's over. We can spend a lot of time bitching at Trump, and we should. What about the Democrats? They're the ones in the file. Let's spend as much time on that. That's all I'm saying. So anytime I talk about Democrats doing bad stuff, oh, God, you're covering for Trump. No, I'm covering it all. In fact, probably too much Trump just to prove I'm not. I want to win, folks. All right, I'm sorry to Ben. Get Ben's number and name. Tomorrow, open phones again. I've been doing it all week because I promised. Well, I've been on for 10 minutes. If he gives us his name or number, we'll call him back. I'm not calling back tomorrow, Ben. Briefly, everybody's talking about methylene red, ultramethylene red, ultramethylene blue. We have a buy one, get one free. You want it, you got it. Till next Monday at midnight, buy methylene blue or and you will get, ladies and gentlemen, we have a whole bunch of deals going, actually. But until Monday at midnight, you get buy one ultimate creatine and get a free CMOS gummies or Shilajit. That's a huge deal. Also, 25% off all apparel and a deal on methylene blue and methylene red. So there's three specials going right now. I guess the methylene red, methylene blue thing ends tomorrow. The other one ends Monday night. The other one ends next Wednesday. All right, that's it. Harrison Smith is coming up. 3 to 6 p.m. Central, the next 3 hours. He'll be on the InfoWars feed on Rumble, the Alex Jones show on Rumble, X at Real Alex Jones. So, you want to take action? Share those live feeds. Now, I got a lot of work to do. I'm going to go shoot a whole nother hour on what I didn't cover. That'll be posted on X and Rumble and InfoWars in the next few hours. Stay with us. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air, can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace With Evil, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get them for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.